Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. Now, we know that being overweight or obese can put people at a higher risk of developing other health issues. And now researchers have made some new discoveries about how obesity could actually be rewiring some people's immune systems. Here with us to explain more about this is Dr. Sagar Bapat. He's a pathologist and on faculty at the UCSF School of Medicine. Dr. Bapat, welcome to As Prescribed.
Thank you for having me.
So, Doctor, obesity is on the rise around the world. Can I start by asking you why it was important to you to examine this link between obesity and the immune system?
Well, sure. As you mentioned, obesity is rising around the world, and the projections suggest that by 2030, one in two adults in America will be obese. And so to us, that kind of means that the average patient will eventually be the obese patient. And so for us, we wanted to understand what it means to be obese immunologically. I think we all aware during the COVID pandemic, the biggest risk factor for having more severe progression after getting COVID would be to be obese or to have diabetes. And that's not because COVID is somehow causing more damage intrinsically in obese patients, but something has to do with wrong with the immune systems of obese patients. And we want to really understand what is going on in our immune systems, in obesity in general.
And in this quest for that understanding, you conducted this study around obesity and atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema. Can you tell us a bit about what you found?
Sure. We wanted to understand the best way to really study immune responses in obese and lean preclinical models of obesity. In this case, there were rodents. And it turned out that in patients, atopic dermatitis or eczema seems to have a very clear connection with obesity. As patients have increased BMI, they seem to also have increased incidence and severity of atopic dermatitis. And so we thought we should check and see what happens if we were to look at that more carefully. And so that's how we decided to look at atopic dermatitis as the model to look at.
And when you were comparing eczema in obese mice and lean mice, what were the findings when we talk about the rewiring of their immune systems?
There are two interesting findings. The first was we had the idea based on clinical results that obesity seems to increase severity of the disease in atopic dermatitis. And in fact, in rodents, that's what we saw. And that was nice to see. It was a nice validation of what we see in humans. But what was surprising was that normally our immune responses give very stereotyped responses to very specific types of disease. And just to make things very simple, there are maybe three types of immune responses that our body produces, just type 1, type 2, and type 3. And in atopic dermatitis, they all produce a classic type 2 immune response. And the more type 2 you have, generally speaking, the worse your disease is for these particular diseases. So in the lean animals, we saw some disease, and in the obese, we saw a lot more disease. And we had thought, well, maybe the obese animals are just producing a lot more type 2 immune responses. The surprise was that it was not type 2 at all. We noticed that the obese animals seemed to have a different type complete, type 3 immune responses. And so that was a big surprise, because we had really never considered or thought that giving the same disease to essentially a same animal, except one is lean and one is obese, that would actually produce a switch in the immune responses of that animal.
So if an obese patient is having a completely different immune response to a lean patient, does that mean if you treat that obese patient in the same way as the lean patient, that treatment might not work?
That is exactly what we tried to find out. When it comes to allergies and asthma and things like that, atopic dermatitis, we do have very specific anti-type 2 immune response blockers that we provide to patients. And it works very, very well. What we noticed is, though, if you give these anti-type 2 blockers to obese rodents, we discovered, in fact, that there's not only no efficacy from those drugs, it actually makes the disease much worse. So it converts what would be a therapy in a lean rodent into an anti-therapy in an obese rodent.
Wow. So what do you do with that information then when it comes to developing treatments for different diseases?
It made us think about what we could do. And we decided to look more carefully as what could be causing this type switch in lean and obese, from a lean to an obese rodent. And while we don't think we have all the answers, we did identify one molecule. The molecule is called PPAR gamma. We discovered that it was dysregulated in obesity, and we actually have a drug that can reinforce its activity in humans and in mice. And so we decided to give that drug to obese rodents. And we found when we gave that drug, it actually reverted the switch, or prevented the switch to type 3, kept the mice having a type 2 immune response. And that kept them on target for an anti-type 2 blockade. So we were able to essentially have an obese mouse that produced an immune response like a lean mouse given this drug. And that's great, because that allows this obese mouse to be treated with an anti-type 2 blocker. And so looking forward, the idea for us is, you know, maybe it'd be difficult to at the time a patient shows up to the clinic to ask the patient to become lean again. That's not possible. But maybe we can ask them to be immunologically lean again by giving them a drug that helps their immune system looks like a lean immune system. And that allows us to use all these drugs that we may have at our disposal that have been FDA approved and actually work already quite effectively.
And then more generally, with this discovery about just what obesity might be doing in behind the scenes to our bodies, does this sort of serve as a reminder too of the benefits of maintaining a healthy weight if we're able to do that?
Yes, absolutely. There's, you know, I think obesity is increasingly becoming a problem in terms of the morbidity associated with it, the many obesity-associated diseases that are clearly associated with obesity. And trying to maintain a healthy weight is something that has tremendous benefits. One of the things that we found in our study was that we had mice that were obese, and we also put them back on a normal diet to help them become lean again. And we discovered that some of these type switching that occurs in obesity seems to stick with the mouse even after it loses weight. So we don't know if this is a permanent state, or whether if you just keep the mouse lean long enough after it having once been obese, maybe the effect wanes. But it does suggest that our bodies do remember our past, and there is some memory of where we were previously.
All right, Dr. Bapat, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Sagar Bapat is a pathologist and on faculty at the UCSF School of Medicine, and I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks so much for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.